The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to OutlanderCast. It's a podcast dedicated to the show Outlander on Starz. My name is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake, and you wouldn't catch me dead on a bike made for two people.
I wouldn't
do it.
I could probably get you to do it. You would probably be just like Graham, complaining the entire way.
Listen, there are two people in this life that can get me to do anything that they so desire. One is my best friend, John, who's not listening to this, so...
So he'll never get you on a tandem bike.
So he'll never get me on a tandem bike. Yeah. But the other is, unfortunately, my bride, who's sitting across from me doing this podcast with me. And
planning on taking you on a tandem bike ride in Scotland now.
And now I've just made my fate. We are definitely going on a tandem bike now. What was I thinking? Why did I bring this up?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What are we doing, Blake? Come on, you're smarter than that.
It just makes me laugh. It just makes me laugh to think about doing this one day with you.
No chance. Because I'm going to end up being the one that has to do all the pushing and all of the, you know, pedaling. And, man, what are we doing?
Yep. He ignores me, and we press on until suddenly, out of nowhere, he decides he's done with the tandem thing. The film crew have what they have. He's over it. And without telling me, he drops his feet to the ground, stopping the back of the bike dead and causing the front wheel to almost jackknife, which nearly sends me flying over the handlebars. I somehow managed to save myself, sliding off my concrete saddle and castrating myself on the crossbar instead. Welcome to chapter, 12?
Yes.
A Bicycle Made for Two.
All right. You know, we were supposed to play the music first, I think, there. But,
oh, well.
You know. Or, you know.
Play it right now. We'll get into our GBGs.
We've only been doing this podcast now for 7 years.
It's okay. Play it now. Fine. Now it's time for the GBGs. You know, as I said, I was just really excited. I think that reading Clanlands in addition to watching Men in Kilts at the same time is just making me enjoy both even more.
Sure.
I am hearing Graham's voice. I've talked about it before, how I listen to the audiobook while I read it. I get like the audio and the visual, and it just creates this matrimony of Sam and Graham.
Look at you using SAT words.
I mean, I did really well on them, Blake.
You did do really well. Longest running joke in Mary and Blake media history. Mary did better than me on the SATs. Good job.
You're the one that stepped in it, man. But yeah, it just makes it more fleshed out. And we've said it before and we'll say it again. We know what we're getting into with the show Men in Kilts, and we know what we're getting into with the book Clanlands. It's for us Outlander nerds who just want to spend more time with Graham and Sam. And I got to tell you, I'm having a blast. So, Blake, what are your GBGs for this here episode? Chapter.
By the way, we've totally messed up the entire structure of this episode.
But I already said chapter 12, A Bicycle Made for Two.
Yes, we did. We were so, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I already did all that stuff.
All right. Good for me. First one, of course, has to be the good, obviously, and that is Sam busting Graham's balls.
All the time.
All the time, but especially in this chapter, Graham knows what's about to happen, and he knows. Like, he even says it. No, I don't kayak. I don't do this. I don't do that. I do all of those things without Sam. I do, because it's like going for a swim, but with a tiger shark.
Yeah.
I and obviously they're playing this up. They're yes. playing up the character of Sam being a childish little dink to Graham, who is the old oaf, you know. And I think it's funny. I think I see how it could grate on some people, but I think it's funny. But Sam busting Graham's balls on that bike, and then hoping that the crew is going to catch the torture that Graham is going under, and him, Graham complaining, and Graham just being like, "What are we doing? No, stop! You can't break. You got to push. You know, like the whole thing." I love that. The bad for me, and it's not quite necessarily a legitimate bad because, again, I enjoyed this chapter. But the bad that I have to call out, mm-hmm. I'm calling out Ron Moore.
What? Why?
I'm okay. calling him out, man. Okay. For the first two seasons of Outlander, he is the legit showrunner of that show.
Yes.
He's in charge of everything. He's in charge of the story. He's in charge of the direction. He's in charge of the costuming. And you know what else he's in charge of?
What?
He's in charge of the catering.
I mean, technically not fully in charge of the catering by himself, but I hear you. He's the top dog.
He's the one okay. who you don't sign the checks necessarily, but he makes sure the checks get distributed.
I mean, you know he wasn't eating at the catering truck. He probably had his own home chef at his home.
Of course he did. He's out there, you know, let them eat cake or whatever. I mean, there's no cake. It was just this random truck that they have. And they didn't even have a random truck. It was just sandwiches passed out at 5 p.m. each day. Get out of here. And biscuits.
Not even enough for everybody.
And you are in charge of a major show. You are Ron Frackin' Moore. The word frack is a thing because you're Ron Moore and you did that. And you're letting these guys suffer with white bread sandwiches at 5 p.m.?
Couldn't even get them Hot Pockets.
Come on, man. Get them some Doritos or something, right?
Okay, what's your grade?
And then poor Kat. Poor Kat having to eat a freaking egg and an avocado and telling a guy who don't even know what a freaking avocado is.
I just kind of love it because it's that whole, like, you get what you ask for. An egg? And an avocado? And then that's what you get. Yeah. And that is it.
That's what you get.
And every day.
Oh, my goodness.
Poor thing.
No way. All right. My grade, of course, has to go to Graham, as always. Graham waiting purposely for Sam to get out onto the lock in his kayak so that he doesn't have to go kayaking. That is a Blake move.
Yes,
that
it is.
We're going to sit here with our lights off until we see that jabroni get on out into the water so I don't have to do that and I can go straight to the hotel.
Love it. I love it.
Graham is hashtag my spirit animal.
My good is just reliving that whole portion of Dougal McKenzie dying in the beginning of this yes. chapter and seeing it through their lenses and even just they're acknowledging like Diana probably didn't like that we changed this.
By the way, this is the second time that they have mentioned that so
Diana doesn't like the things
so
they add.
You guarantee that is a guarantee. Diana was not happy.
But they and how they joke that Claire is actually like a mass murderer because she's the one that kills everybody. true fact. And yet she tries to save random people that really shouldn't be saved. Anyway, my bad is I got a little bored when we're learning about the Campbells siding with the Commonwealth. At the aftermath of the war, the Three Kingdoms, blah, 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 blah.
I'm looking at your book right here and notation area, because Mary writes in her books and everything. It she just has a whole two paragraphs highlighted that says bored.
I don't care about Slippery whoever. I don't care about Black Duncan of One Castle. Like, they didn't do anything cool.
And all the random things like, what was his last name? Do you think?
I don't care.
Like, you know, did his wife call him? Blah, 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 blah. Like,
I don't care. Right?
What are we
bored.
Doing?
I'm it's, just bored.
It's funny for the sake of being funny.
I thought it was going to land somewhere.
Yes.
And it didn't. It was pretty much like the blonde woman inside the showman in kilts telling us that scary story about the homeless man. Where is this going? Oh, nowhere. Anticlimactic. Bye. Bored. Anyway, did I just start with my bad or did I give my good?
You gave your good already.
Okay. And then my great is when Sam busts back at Graham. So Graham is going on and on. Oh, I've ridden kayaks before. I've even been in a barrel in Whitewater Rapids in New Zealand. And then we get Sam. I have never heard a grown man complaining so much, claiming to have cycled the length of Britain, circumvented the globe in a barrel, rode an entire fleet of Viking longships, and climbed Mount Everest dressed as a dwarf. Like, I just love how he's like, Graham is literally dropping like, oh, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this in this chapter. Well, guess what? I'm just going to like make mockery of you. Like, right. Oh, yes, you climbed Mount Everest dressed as a dwarf. I just thought it was cute. I just love their banter. I mean, that is most of which I underline is just them calling each other names. I'll get through them all, but it's honestly, like, Sam even calls him my follically challenged friend. I just love it. I love it.
Constantly calling the gray dog as well. I like that too.
Yeah. So, good stuff. Fun chapter. Real fun chapter, aside from like the boring schmamble. And I generally love learning about the Campbells since my family was told not to be friends with them.
Yes.
Generally fine, but maybe it was because I had so much fun with the other stuff that this was just a schnooze fest.
Yeah, what it comes down to is that this chapter is so heavily outlanderish.
And slash like Sam and Graham busting on each other.
Right, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this history stuff comes in. And again, you know me, it's history porn for days. I'm in. But out of nowhere, it just kind of gets dropped in and it doesn't flow with the rest
of
the chapter.
Agreed.
It doesn't flow.
So our first thing, speaking of flow, is the kayak situation. So Graham puts his foot down. No, I'm not going kayaking. It wasn't put inside my contract. Like, I love all of Sam's enthusiasm. And they even include in his ability at lifting heavy things. But the key thing you need to understand about Sam is that he is a 9-year-old masquerading in adult clothes. And I love this because, of course, we get to know Sam Heughan through his little interviews, but really we see him as Jamie, King of Men.
Right, right.
And this just adds such a deliciously fun layer of Sam as Sam.
Right.
You know, I love just knowing him as his own person. So we're learning more about Sam and his surfing escapades, which he learned when he was in lockdown, actually, during the pandemic.
Yep.
In March in Hawaii, of course, dealing with that tiger shark situation. And
remember when everyone was busting his balls about being in Hawaii?
Yes.
During the pandemic?
I felt so bad.
And what does anybody care that this guy was in Hawaii? Like, oh God, I remember that getting me so mad.
I did not know this story about Graham saving Sam's life with the crane or the runaway tractor.
And the guy's driving it. He's just like, he looks back and goes, like a shoulder shrug.
I wonder how often Graham reminds Sam, I saved your life.
As much as you remind your brother that you saved his life.
Yeah, which is on like a monthly basis. we also learn in this chapter that 5 days off from the trip, so they take a little break so that Sam can do some Outlander stuff.
Yep.
Graham, which Sam nicknamed the Old Duchess, has decided to travel by car, citing that Sam's terrible driving and his serious back problems as reasonings.
I hope they show this in the show. I really do. I doubt it,
because really the camper van is just for the show. And so this is the fun thing, is we're probably going to see him in a camper van at the beginning of every single episode.
Yes.
But really we know that he was just like, nah, I'm all done. You guys took a little break to do Outlander.
Sounds great.
Yeah. I'm going to get myself like some heated massage seats and a really nice car. Bye.
Hey, what? This got me. This chapter actually got me thinking. I don't know why it was this chapter in particular.
Okay.
But it got me thinking. What house do you think each of them belong to? Which Harry Potter house do you think each of them belong to? In like the real life, in the real world, are they Hufflepuff? Are they, speaking of that, by the way, we got to play this.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Are they Hufflepuff, Slytherin, Ravenclaw, or Gryffindor?
I will challenge our listeners to tune in and we will have a poll.
I like this. We won't even give our answer. How's that sound? If you're listening right now, tell us in a message or on social media, whatever. Just put out there. Just put Gryffindor.
And if you don't know the houses, you can honestly just Google it. They'll give you like the three top words for which the houses represent.
I like this.
So if you're not a HP fan, a Harry Potter fan, don't worry. You could still vote.
Participate.
Yes. The Tag Cregan Hotel. Can we please go there?
Yes.
When we go to Scotland. Because absolutely. I love how Sam's like, I don't want to tell anybody, but it's amazing. And I'm like, okay, that means I need to go there.
We are definitely going now.
Oh, all right.
How much do you think they paid him to say that?
No, I mean... I love that he puts on this wetsuit to go kayaking because you do get rather wet when you kayak.
I don't like kayaking.
Are you serious?
I don't like kayaking.
Why is this the first time I'm hearing this?
Out on kayaking.
I we have like loads of kayaks in my family.
I know you do. That we have. We've only gone. How many times have we gone kayaking?
We haven't gone since we've had kids.
Right. So how many times have we gone?
I probably have only gone with you once because you probably did complain a lot.
I didn't complain. I didn't say. I didn't say boo.
Which means guaranteed. No, thank you. Yeah.
I just. You know what it is? It's like.
You hate being outdoors.
No, I don't hate being outdoors.
You're pretty much Graham McTavish.
I am very much Graham McTavish. But I what I hate is that I get on the kayak, and then no matter how much I'm rowing with my hands, either the current is putting me whatever direction it wants to put me.
Well, yeah, because I took you like sea kayaking.
Yeah, and then I'm constantly going in circles. Constantly.
Why?
Because my right arm is stronger than my left arm.
We need to go back out again and maybe have a drone of our own.
This, like, I hate kayaking.
You know who else hates it?
Who?
Graham. Graham so much that he was parked around the corner with a pair of high-powered binoculars and waited until the kayak was in the water and pushed off.
Absolutely.
I hope that this is videoed. I hope that like the camera crews like got in on it, even though Wendy was like chilling with her drink in her room, probably asleep on her bed. Yeah. And he was just like, yeah, Sam can go row. I'm literally going to have this delicious dinner with everything that I want. And I'm going to put it on Sam's tab. These guys just bust each other. Duncan gets a favorable mention inside this chapter. Just a little one while they were talking about... how they were there. The cast of season of Outlander was there while preparing for a shoot of season 5. Duncan LaCroix was there, sober for a little while,
for a little bit.
And then they also give him a little mention later when they're talking about all that boring stuff and naming people.
Yes, right.
All that boring stuff.
I desperately want. I think I've come to appreciate. I don't know why. I've come to appreciate the book more now. Because we're watching the show.
Agreed.
The show is
like I said that earlier in this podcast.
You definitely did. You did. And I was listening. Oh, I'm just I'm reiterating. Okay. But I know you want me to play it, so I will.
How to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
Oh, you usually play it on me, so
I play it on you all the time.
I don't listen all the time to you.
No, you don't. I appreciate the show now more because the show, I think, is just so polished.
What do you mean polished?
It's just so, it's so not the book. Meaning, like, it's just, it is fine-tuned, and every little thing is, you could see that it's edited perfectly, and
okay,
and it's, I think the situations are created to be funny, and the book is just much more of
the dirty truth.
Yeah, the dirty truth behind the whole subject.
This is like, like when famous people like finally write books and they dish it all, or like their family member does, and you're like, I want to know everything. Like when they were a complete maniac at Christmas, I want to read that. Yeah, you're just sitting here like turning the pages. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then Graham ate a dinner and put it on Sam's card. Like this is just spilling the tea of Men in Kilts.
Right, absolutely.
We get the bike time.
The bike time is great.
Which the bike is, I'm pretty sure, what's in like the opening theme.
I think so too.
Yet again, we just get to see these like bike rides that you know weren't really like real bike rides. Yeah. It's just to make it look up. But they do ride, it says, for a couple of miles.
Yes. So that's a pretty good bike ride.
As someone who just recently got a Peloton, I got to tell you, I have not sat on my Peloton without my padded shorts on.
Yes.
And when I say padded shorts, I say when they're inside out, I look like a baboon. You know, the baboon's bottom?
Yes.
That... The inside of one of my pairs of shorts is pink.
Is it really?
I'm like, am I an inside out baboon? Wow, what is going on here? So you know that Graham did not have padded undies.
No chance. Unless his chiropractor hooked him up with a set because they knew that they were going on the bike.
He said, to say I had a saddle is like saying I have a full head of hair. The Spanish Inquisition had lost a valuable asset. I once visited the Museum of Torture in Prague. Yes, there really is one. I was there to play a torture on the TV show, just to be clear. I'm pretty sure I saw the saddle of our tandem there on display. In fact, I'm doubly certain Samwise Heughan spent many an hour there researching how he'd get me on Clanlands.
By the way, I have to call out Graham, too, saying how many times and how many different ways he's been killed on television. One being with a fire poker via Kiefer Sutherland in 24. By the way, if you get a chance, go watch. That was season 8 of 24. Mm. I know right off the top of my head because I loved that scene.
Okay, so if we, I mean, not if, when we go on a tandem bike ride in Scotland, I'm assuming you're going to want the back so you can look at my little bum.
Of course. Is there any other, there would be no other reason for me to do it.
I love that there are like reasons to sit in the front or the back of a bike. You can steer.
Yes.
And then.
Hit the brakes.
I mean, kind of, but really it's the caboose that really has a lot of the power.
Yeah.
And then, but the problem is that. What?
Sorry. Oh,
that's what she said.
But then if you're in the front, you can't see what the person in the back is doing.
Yes.
I would agree. I would sit in front because I wouldn't trust you.
Of course. Of course. No, I'm definitely in the back.
Yeah.
I'm a backseat kind of guy.
I agree. Except I can see you doing a Sam where you drag your feet, where you pick your feet up and you just be
just
lazy.
Let you do it.
I love that it took them multiple attempts. Like they went off the road, they went sliding into a ditch. And then it's not until Graham watches the tape that he sees that Sam's feet never made contact with the pedals. Like some deranged, booze-soaked uncle, legs splayed either side, Sam is literally a dead weight in the back. He even has his arms crossed. Piss-taking bastard, he says.
Oh, man. Oh, man, that's great.
Oh, my goodness, goodness. Yeah, and then, as I said, just Sam ranking on him about how loud he complains, calling him a tit twit. I don't even know.
It's all the same.
It is all the same. Goodness gracious. And then, like you said, we go into the very poor feeding of the cast and crew
right. For
Outlander.
Right. Like, what are we doing, man?
I like knowing that their food trucks are very different. Our food trucks in Rhode Island, so we're like one of the top 10 foodie cities, Providence, Rhode Island.
Travel America or Leisure, Travel Leisure, whatever the hell it's called.
One of those things.
They named us the number one foodie city in America.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of food. And let me tell you, our food trucks are crazy good.
Yeah, we don't mess around.
So we have like food truck nights where just a whole bunch of them go to these different places. And it's actually been one of the things that has been able to be done like during COVID because it was outside yep. And they could space everybody out and everything. And to hear that there's really no assortment of food trucks pains my heart.
It's just you get like greasy diner food or you get like
or you
protein
get your haggis.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, you just get like your regular Scottish breakfast maybe.
Yes.
Or yeah, just.
Imagine poor Cat going up there and be like, so what do you have? And the guy's like, yeah, we got bacon, eggs, haggis, and that's about it.
After like being on this model diet and coming right. From LA, we're like, where's the matcha?
Not the maca. We've already been through that.
We have. The matcha tea.
The matcha tea and like, you know, like the quinoa.
Yeah.
Quinoa
bowl. The quinoa bowl, please. You know what I do like though too is Sam talks about how he shot a commercial at this Colditz Castle
yes.
like later on. And once again, Graham just, like you sit there and you're thinking to yourself, of course you did, Sam.
Right.
Of course you shot a commercial there for something. And Graham says, whoring yourself again for a few shekels where you're wearing a kilt touting your Highland hemorrhoid cream. Like, they're calling it out for things that we, as now feeling like they're friends through the book, would
yes.
be calling them out for as well. And
right.
it's just, it's very, I don't know. I just feel oddly closer with these men.
Oh, look at you.
Like they're kind of my friends.
Yes.
Except when they talk about boring history stuff.
Like they do when you mark down the whole paragraph with the title bored. I need to take a picture of that and just
bored.
Put it on social media.
And that, my friend, is a chapter 12, A Bicycle Made for Two.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Not a bad chapter at all, kiddo.
I don't really like read the poems or anything like that.
I mean, yeah, whatevs.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's boring.
No, I'm not looking to do
read
that.
Read the poem?
I was looking to see what the... yeah, no, I can't remember now. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. Sorry.
It's probably part of the boring part.
I wanted to see what the ending was because I remember listening to the ending.
Slippery and, like, Sam is the last two
yeah,
words.
Yeah, I think
Blake.
That's what it was. Slippery Sam.
Oh, okay.
I can remember how they got there.
Oh, because they were naming all these people, like so-and-so
yeah.
of the 10, 7 castles, and then the slippery whatever. And
yeah,
then...
and he was the one who would like give him cake, poison Ariel at the same time or whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, now I remember.
Okay.
Now I remember.
Cool.
Got it. All right. You ready to close this bad boy out, Mavin?
Sure am.
Let's do it.
Thank you all so much for tuning in to this year's episode of Outlander Cast as we focus on and keep going through Clanlands. Only a few chapters left. This was also, if you have the book version, this is another chapter where a bunch of pictures were in the middle. It was Sam's pictures, a nice little photo dump there, delicious to look over, and he was a cute little boy.
I saw a quest. I saw a picture of Sam as one of the guys in Bloodshot. Mm-hmm. The movie, the Vin Diesel movie.
Yeah.
Do you have any desire to watch Bloodshot?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by this.
Why not? I want to support my friend. I mean, I've gotten to know him pretty well. Yes, I would. I would watch it.
Wow. Okay. All right. Maybe we'll watch it then.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not a huge Vin Diesel guy.
Me neither.
But I'll check it out.
But I'm a huge Sam Ewan lady.
Yeah, you are. All right. So yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll do that then. I'm surprised by this. Okay. I think it's on Stars too. We can just.
I have an idea, but I'll mull it over with you first, and then we'll announce it to our friends at Join the Nerd Clan.
Okay, fair enough. All right, fair enough. Want to remind everybody that you can go to marianblake.com, check out all the great podcasts that we have. Today was a quickie. Right now we're at the 25-minute mark, so catch all the great podcasts that we do that sometimes are 25 minutes, sometimes are an hour and a half. You never know what fun will bring you here at Mary and Blake Media, including the brand new MCU Diaries. For those of you who are watching WandaVision, I have covered every single episode, and I'm just about to record the finale right after this. So go to marianblake.com or go to any of your favorite podcatcher apps, and the MCU Diaries is there. We'll also be covering all future MCU shows, including the upcoming Falcon and Winter Soldier and Moon Knight and all the great shows that are coming out. I'm very excited about it.
And don't forget, if you like reading books, that we actually have a group on Facebook called the Outlander Cast Clan Book Club. And if you're excited for Diana Gabaldon's upcoming novel, then you're going to want to get in that book club right now.
Yeah.
Right now. It's a nice small community. And actually, our friend and staff member at Outlander Cast, Angela Hickey, leads a live book club discussion right now. They're in Echo. We're actually going to be covering two novellas later this summer, and I'm going to be joining in on those live discussions as well.
Is that the first public acknowledgement of this?
I think so.
Wow.
I think so.
Oh, all right.
So you're going to want to make sure you're inside that group. We're going to be gearing you all up, ready for bees. So join the Outlander Cast Clan Book Club if you're not in there already. We'll catch you up to snuff, and we'll get ready to keep reading together.
Oh, and lastly, too, make sure you go to jointhenerdclan.com, where you can actually catch more of Mary, where she is discussing the first book of the Bridgerton saga, yep. The Duke and I. So, very excited about that as well.
All right. From right now, my name's Mary.
My name's Blake.
And you've been listening to Outlander Cast.